Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Lorenzo Neal, Fresno State,
on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Dan Dibley, Dow, the Guru Johnson, and yes, Fresno State's very own Lorenzo Neal. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. Visit BayAreaChevroletDealers.com to find a dealer in your area, and we welcome in Ian Williams. Ian is NBC Sports Bay Area NFL's analyst. He's also a former 49er defensive lineman, and he is brought to you by the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. Ian, most impressive thing in your mind from last night's game against the Rams?
I would have to say up front, I think Daniel Brunskill really played well, and I feel like the matchup against Aaron Donald brought the best out of his performance that he could possibly play. So now that's the bar that I expect from him now. And then the offensive line, I thought the offensive line played very well. Mike McGlinchey played very well. And they just looked inspired out there. I felt like there was more energy. And I felt like this team actually showed some want to and some will. And Kyle Shanahan called a great game plan, especially to start the game off. So there's definitely a lot to look forward to. And I was just excited to see, you know, how well this team started, especially in the first quarter.
Interestingly, and I'm going to bring Lorenzo Neal in right now, Lowe wasn't that impressed with the offensive line. Lowe,
what did they do wrong that you didn't feel they didn't do enough of?
No, here's the thing, Ian. Here's the thing, Ian. This guy has been trying to get me to and trying to get people against me in turn, but I'm okay with it. Talked about Jesus and he was God, so I know they're going to talk about me. I thought the scheme, I didn't say the offensive line didn't play well. I said, but you guys are talking about the jet sweeps and you guys are talking about how Kyle Shanahan put a lot of pressure on the defense and had all the misdirections and guys had it. They didn't penetrate. They were running left. Jet sweep, decipher jet sweep or decipher screen backside, all those different things. I said, why? Because when we saw Philadelphia, the seven-step drop and getting to seven steps, they couldn't hold up when it became passing. So how much is it scheme? Did they play well in that scheme? Absolutely. I just said, hey, look, I thought the scheme helped those guys because I said this, Ian. I don't believe this is a team that you can go five wides and go vertical like a team like Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think you have the quarterback, and nor do I think you have the offensive line that is built for that type of football. That's what I said about the offense. I didn't say that they didn't play well. I said the scheme helped them be able to do their job. Do you what say you?
Well, don't go five wide. If that's not what you built to do, don't do that. So Kyle Shanahan.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm agreeing with you because Kyle Shanahan formulated the game plan to suit his players and his offensive style, especially against Aaron Donald and that defense and the way his offense has played the past couple of weeks. I don't want to leave you back there for 5-7-step drops or 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds to have to think about what you're going to do with this route concept and also give the defense a chance to get a sack or create pressure on you. So, you know, I thought it was a masterful job.
Amen.
Exactly. What?
Thank you. That's all. No further questions, Your Honor. Next. Now I'll give you my question. So don't he just try to put a wedge between us, Ian. You know how these folks is. Stop it. And okay, my next question. Why? My biggest thing is why have the is it safe? Did you say the 49ers have they been just playing down to the level of competition? Because last night, like you saw, we alluded to, we got to see a much more inspired team as a whole. So in your opinion, what was the biggest reason, transformation, why?
I got to go back to the film, and I got to look at the initial big play by Deebo Samuel. I just feel like, and Lo, you can attest to this, man. When you see something good happen on the field, it just brings more energy to you, and you're more inspired, and you have more passion to play harder and stuff like that. So when Deebo didn't initially go down and he just kept going, they needed to see that. That was a big play right there. It would have been 3rd and 1, you know, possibly maybe like a 3rd and inches kind of type of deal where maybe you get it, maybe you don't, and that solves the whole drive. That energy that Deebo brought with that big play to stay alive and get the ball down the field in plus territory brought some energy, and they were able to go down there and score. And then the last play of the game for them where they needed to seal the deal and not give the ball back to the Rams, him having to put his head down, get physical. You know he's not 100%. You know the foot's probably bothering him. He's not 100. He's not truly in shape yet. So for him to put his head down and be able to get those extra yards to seal the deal for the team, I feel like those two plays are what they've missed out of Deebo and other guys they've been missing on offense and defense. They're finally starting to get these guys back. So if they can get Deebo Samuel more involved into the game plan and these guys start to make some plays outside of the offensive line and Kyle Shanahan having to manufacture everything, the sky's the limit.
Goo, you want to ask something?
Yeah, Ian, look, man, I'm a bit irritated right now because I was a guy that thought Aaron Donald was going to east and feast on this O-line. After the game, this guy's the face of the league. They ask him about young Deebo Samuel, who ended the game with the monster run guts. You saw it. And then Aaron Donald just politely says, like he didn't know who Deebo Samuel is. Now, am I making much ado about nothing, or is that just total disrespect from a guy of Aaron Donald's stature?
I feel like it's a little disrespectful, you know what I'm saying, because Deebo Samuel, come on now, like this is your opponent. You play against him 2 times a year. He beat you last year, got to the Super Bowl, so you know who this dude is. You know where their focal point is for their offense or what they like to do. I know you know the depth chart. You know, for him to say, like, who, you know, it is kind of salty for him to have to say that. But, you know, of course you would feel salty if you went out there and look at the game plan of what they tried to do, and they moved Aaron Donald to the other side. And if you look at every game that he's played in this year, he started on the right side over the left guard and the left tackle. They purposely moved him over to the right side over to Brunskill to take advantage of that matchup. Mm. The only time he started on the right side was against the Eagles because they didn't want him to play against Sal Malo. They wanted to take advantage of the right guard that they had up there at the time, who was a fish. And so now you put him over there expecting, oh, okay, Aaron, this is what we're going to do with you all week long. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. You got Aaron Donald seeing the film of Brunskill getting beat left and right. And then the next thing that you put him over there and you take him out of his whole game plan, and he doesn't play well. His stat line looked like my stat line if I was in the NBA. 0-0 with 3 fouls. He had, like, what, 1 foul?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a bad performance for him, and it was a bad performance for that whole defensive line and that whole team, period. But for him to be, like who's Deebo Samuel? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I didn't like
who Deebo Samuel is, bro.
Yeah, and you look at the way the offensive line played, how much of that was born out of what Kyle Shanahan talked about with the embarrassment and the film session last Monday in that O-line group? How tough must that have been last week, and how motivated should they have been last night?
I think you saw last night how motivated they are, they were to shut everybody up. I know they've been seeing it. These guys on social media, Instagram, Twitter, they see all of what fans are saying and stuff like that. They follow guys. You know, they see what people are saying, and it's embarrassing when you have to actually look at the film. And it's not like back in the day where you only had access to the film. You got NFL.com, Red Zone. Everybody has access to the film. So they see you getting your butt kicked left and right. You can't pick up a protection. You can't slide your feet. You can't even call out the mic and get everybody set in one page. You can't even do these simple things. Everybody's seeing it. All these football minds or armchair quarterbacks are seeing it. So it's embarrassing. You know, so it makes
rightfully
you wonder,
so.
All right, we need to fix our mistakes and we need to get better. And I think you saw that last night, especially with the offensive line just playing much better. Obviously, the game plan and the scheme of Kyle Shanahan of what he wanted to do, it helped and played into their favor even more. But the fact that they bought into the game plan and they showed a better performance on what they showed these past 2 weeks shows me a lot.
Right. Was that rightfully so? That you'd have to sit. Was that rightfully so when you think about how they've been playing? Do you think it deemed the criticism that they were getting And
yes.
How vital.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how vital. Yes, I'm with you. I'm in the same church. Ian, tell me something. How vital. Let these guys know. And just be as real as you can. How vital is Raheem Mostert to this offense in the running game?
Man,
does he make these offensive linemen better?
How about one question at a time for the young man?
He's hey, Lowe, you know what it's like when you have a good running back there, but he got some speed, man. And
I would Lowe know that.
You remember early in the game where he put his head down and
yes.
Hope he doesn't get fined for. He put his head down and looked
like
a power back and just carried two
truck mode.
6 yards. So I'm like, man. Okay, Raheem. So I'm like, how do you have this speed where you can hit 23 miles per hour, but then you can also put your head down and carry two dudes? You know, it sucks that he tweaked his leg and he's not 100% right now. But hey, the Niners got this dude for a steal. How do you have arguments?
Tell him, man. Tell him
on a low contract.
Tell him,
man. I'm telling you, that dude Raheem Mostert, he's a threat. Every time he touches the football, I'm scared, and I'm not even on the field, and I'm scared. So he's a threat, man.
Hey, Ian, thanks as always. Sure. Really appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
Always, man. Especially after a win.